following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to begin another statewide journey. We go from northern Michigan, Petoskey. Want to say hello to the Garber family and everybody at 104.7 FM and AM 1340. The ticket that you hear Charlevoix, Petoskey to the bridge. Also to our friends on AM 1280 and Alma Mount Pleasant, the Somerville family. So if you're in mid-Michigan, AM 1280 carries the Huge Show weekdays at 3. A lot to get to inside this broadcast. Michigan State had one of those consistent, god-awful first halves last night at Illinois, minus Coburn in the middle. Yet the Spartans kept clawing and fighting and had an opportunity to win it and tie it in the final seconds. But they came up short and they lose, and Izzo was PO'd afterwards. We're consistently inconsistent. And talking about those first halves, after how good they looked at Wisconsin. Now, granted, Wisconsin on the road, Illinois on the road, but there was no Coburn. You can't have that. And it's about leaders. And we're watching Dickinson step up for Michigan. And it is stunning in 8 days how the mindset on this Michigan-Michigan State game on Saturday has changed. I know Michigan has business tonight against Northwestern, but Dickinson has stepped up. And the Spartans, I mean, how good they looked. And they almost stole it at the end. So we'll talk about Michigan State and that loss. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU insider, will check in. Jim Brandstatter, voice of Michigan football. Both of those guys lining up 1 and 2 on our guest list can comment on this Scott Dockerman story from The Athletic, that the Big Ten is considering scheduling models that could eliminate divisions and reduce conference play to 8 games. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta told The Athletic Scott Dockerman. Now, currently, the Big Ten plays a 9-game schedule in conference games that features your 6 divisional rivals and 3 cross-divisional games. So what you're getting at is positioning for the college football playoff that your 2 best teams, regardless of division, would play in that Big Ten championship game. And by eliminating a conference game and paring it down to 8 games, with their new alliance with the Pac-12 and the ACC, I think you'll see some cross-intersectional rivalry scheduling between those conferences. I love this idea. And I think each school will probably be able to keep their rivals, right, if they want to. But yeah, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Michigan isn't going anywhere. But you ask yourself, okay, with Mel Tucker and hashtag Tuck is coming, not on this show, but he's coming. If you're in Michigan, okay, think about this. I just want to ask you, for the Michigan fam, if you could play State every other year because you have to play Ohio State each year, I think you would take it. I think the Michigan fan would take that. The Michigan State fan would take that. Because what you don't want to get into, if you have your 8 conference games, right? And let's say you have to play your division, which would be 6, that's normal, right? But with no divisions now, it really becomes different. So would you want to keep Michigan State? I would, because I love it. I think it's one of the great college football rivalries out there in the sport. But you're talking about getting to the college football playoffs. So what the Big Ten is thinking, that if we take our top two teams and we don't have divisions, both of those teams, the winner and loser, a pretty good chance are going, the winner would get in automatically, I would think, when the new college football playoff model is finally worked out. And then the runner-up would be in a good position to also grab a spot for the conference, which leads to a bigger share of the playoff money pool. That's what this is about. I'm all for eliminating the divisions. I am. There's nothing about, you know, East, West, that you can't wait for the Big Ten championship game. The rivalries are all inside. It's Michigan, Michigan State. It's Michigan, Ohio State. It's, Iowa. Their biggest rival game is Iowa State, which is non-conference. Right? I mean, Minnesota's rival is Wisconsin, maybe? Wisconsin's biggest rival is Iowa, maybe? Purdue, Indiana, I get that. I love it. I hope this comes to fruition. I really do. Because that way it gives you, so if you play 8 conference games, then you play 2 games against ACC, 1 each against ACC and Pac-12 as part of this Big Ten Pac-12 ACC new alliance form, which is trying to counter what the SEC is doing and loading up with Oklahoma and Texas, and I don't think they'll stop there. Don't be surprised if Florida State and Clemson end up in the SEC one day. So you got your 6 conference games, or 8 conference games, 2 alliance games, and then you get your 2 money games against MAC schools or other mid-major D1 football programs. Or if you want to schedule the big boy games for TV and you're confident in your program, you can do that. This is a wonderful idea. And then the top 2 teams. So think about this, okay? And it was close. But you're Michigan State. Look how close we could have been to a rematch of Michigan State, Michigan in the Big Ten championship game. Right? That's what could happen in this. But also, as I mentioned in this opening huge opinion, if you're Michigan, do you want to keep 2 tough-ass conference games as your keepers, let's say, that the schools are allowed to keep? Or would you rather play Michigan State every other year and maybe play them in the Big Ten championship game? Because you won't leave the Ohio State rivalry. If you had to choose, and you're in the University of Michigan, but again, in this modern era and everybody wanting to get to the college football playoff, is it fair for Michigan to have to play Ohio State every year and other schools that don't have to? I don't know. Are the rivalries worth protecting that? Or would you rather get to the Big Ten championship game again and win it? It will be interesting. They're going to keep talking about it. The meteorites come up in 2022, and this is about beyond 2022. I don't think it's for anything involving this upcoming football season, because their Big Ten meteorites expire following 2022. So if they can show that, hey, look at these games. Look at what we can unveil. 8 conference games. 2 against the ACC and Pac-12, which would be great intersectional matchups. And even you add a big boy school as one of them, and then you throw in a lower-level D1 program that would be, you would hope, not an upset, but a payday game. And that's nothing against the payday schools. I think it will happen. I think Wisconsin, I don't think anybody in the West who would be against it. I think maybe Wisconsin, Iowa, because they always have a nice path, and TJ or PJ Fleck in Minnesota are coming. I could see some schools being against in the West because you have a nice path to get to the Big Ten championship game every other year. Yeah, I just saw that story before we went on air. Huge question of the day. I do want to throw it out off this story. If you're Michigan, well, first off, do you agree with eliminating the divisions? But also, if you're Michigan State, do you want to play Michigan and Ohio State every year? And if you're a Michigan fan, do you want to play Michigan State and Ohio State every year? Because I think that's a disadvantage to get into that Big Ten championship game. If there's no divisions, that is a huge disadvantage if both Michigan and Michigan State have to play each other, especially with the way the programs are trending, and you have to play Ohio State. Because they tried to say in the rivalry keepers or whatever when they first did divisions that Michigan State, Penn State, they play for some cup, whatever, or a trophy. I've never looked at Michigan State, Penn State as rivals in any sport, ever. I know they played some big games in Happy Valley and also in East Lansing, and this year was big, but I've never felt the fan temp media coverage that Michigan State, Penn State was a rivalry. To me, the juice I felt with Michigan State would be when Notre Dame would play East Lansing or in East Lansing, or they play down at South Bend, and obviously their number one rival is Michigan. And then Michigan's number one rival, you know, is Ohio State, but I really think the Michigan State rivalry between D'Antonio and Tucker being 2-0, that is really ramped up. So do you like the idea? I'll throw out these two huge questions of the day. Do you like the idea of no divisions in the Big Ten? No football divisions. Top two teams would play in the Big Ten championship. I mean, you could get Ohio State. If you would have did the model this year, if I'm correct, the model this year, if you would have taken the top two teams, so after Michigan beat Ohio State, if you would have taken the top two teams, it would have been a rematch of Michigan-Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. Now, does the rest of the conference want that? And that's why you may lose the rivalries playing them every year, and you may want to do that as a school. Is it about pride, or is it about getting to the Big Ten championship game and having a shot at winning a national championship? So answer those questions. You like the idea of no divisions with Big Ten football. And if you're a Michigan State or Michigan fan, for the sake of your program, winning more games each year and getting to the Big Ten championship, would you be willing to give up probably one every other year playing Ohio State and Michigan? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, you can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That means you can text us anytime you want to. I get pride. I get long-standing rivalries. But if you're going to limit it to eight conference games, and your Big Ten top two teams in the Big Ten championship game are decided by win-loss record with all 14 teams, you're Michigan and Michigan State. Do you want to play Ohio State at Michigan every year and vice versa, Michigan with Michigan State, Ohio State? I get pride. I get history. But, man, this is a different animal we're talking about now with college sports. Let's go to Josh in Kalamazoo listening on 96.1 The Game out of Grand Rapids, which you can hear in Kalamazoo and also in the Muskegon area. You're on the Huge Radio Network.
Hey, thanks, Huge. I personally wouldn't want to see the rivalries go away, but I think back to the Notre Dame. We used to play them every year, and I never thought that would have went away, and I'm really not even sure Michigan fans are even missing that game at this point.
Yeah, that's, you know, you had Nebraska-Oklahoma go away. I know they've kind of revisited that But for the sake of getting, because if you line up 14 teams now, top to bottom, no divisions. And by the way, thank you, Josh, for the call from Kalamazoo listening on 96.1 The Game out of Grand Rapids. Top to bottom, you're probably, I'm looking at the standings from this year. Iowa had two losses in the West, Minnesota three. State had two losses, Ohio State one, only to Michigan, and Michigan won. They would have played, they would have had a rematch in the Big Ten title game this year. Better TV, I know the fans would rather play Iowa and get to the college football Final Four. So ask yourself, if this scenario for Michigan to win the Big Ten title could be you would have to beat Michigan State, between Michigan State and possibly a rematch with the Buckeyes or a rematch with the Spartans, you'd have to beat between those two teams probably them twice to win the Big Ten in one season. Hey, hello, goodbye rivalry. I'll go to the equal scheduling format. Now, here's what's interesting. Okay, I want to, again, this is all exploratory with the Big Ten ADs. What if you added Ohio State or Michigan as a non-conference game? Purdue and Indiana have done that in basketball. So you added that as a non-conference game. It didn't count as a conference game, but it still would help your national standing. There's a lot to work through, and I'm going to do it, and I'll be on air for at least 18 hours figuring this out. So two huge questions of the day that you can answer. Do you support eliminating the divisions in Big Ten football? And if it meant adjusting the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry or Ohio State rivalry to help Michigan have a better chance at getting to the Big Ten championship game in football, would you support that? Think about it. This isn't a quick like, yeah, you know what? Yeah. You need to think this one over for the Michigan and Michigan State fan. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Superfly Hayes reminded me that the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, wanted to get the word out to Huge Show listeners who haven't downloaded the DraftKings Sportsbook app or signed up, because new customers who use the promo code HUGE when they sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app can join in on counting down to Super Bowl 56. New customers can get 56-1 odds on any of the four teams remaining on championship weekend in the NFL. You'll just bet $5 on one team to win. And if that team wins, you'll get $280 in free bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. And you'll get those 56-1 odds on the DraftKings big board on any NFL team to win this weekend. There's four remaining on Championship Sunday. That's promo code HUGE when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Jim Comproni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU Insider, will join us next segment. Talk about the Spartans' loss at Illinois last night, and he'll answer the questions. Does he like the possibility of no divisions in Big Ten football? And if it meant giving up a rivalry game each year to better your chances to get to the title game, would the Spartans do it? Comp will join us from East Lansing next.
From Petoskey to Detroit, this show is huge. The Money Storm is coming to Saguenay Eagles Landing, and you could win up to $2,022 in cash every Friday in January. Then on Saturday, starting January 8th, Generate Your Luck is your chance to win a $10,000 Generac generator. Drawings are 4 to 9 p.m., and you can win $1,000 cash or a new generator. Only at Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel. Let your fun out. Visit Saguenay-EaglesLanding.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan, available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archived boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Now that the holiday season is past, it just might be time to take care of your ride. And your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store has got you covered. This month, Valvoline Daily Protection Conventional 5-Quart Motor Oil is only $36.99. Valvoline Motor Oil protects against deposits to keep your engine clean. Can't make it into the store? You can shop from home and save online at myautovaluestore.com. For great selection and low after-holiday pricing, shop Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions, big name guests. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. You want to join in on the huge question of the day? I told you the story I saw at CBSSports.com from The Athletic. Iowa AD Jerry Barta talking about possibility of eliminating divisions in Big Ten football play so the two best teams would play in the conference game and cutting down the conference schedule to 8 games, I would believe, to do some cross-sectional scheduling with their new alliance with the ACC and the Pac-12. I love it. What do you think? And then also the second part of the question of the day, you know, if you're going to do just 8 conference games and you're Michigan and Michigan State, you don't want to play Ohio State and Michigan State every year. You want to have the equal balanced scheduling that the rest of the Big Ten teams have. I get rivalries. I understand that. But if there's no divisions and the top two go to the title game, you want to have the same balanced schedule as much as you can with 14 teams with the rest of the Big Ten. So answer those questions. I want your vibe on it. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That's the word HUGE to 21,000. We're originating from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU Insider, will join us in a moment. Get his feedback on no divisions in Big Ten football. Jim Brandstatter, former voice of Michigan football, in about 30 minutes, he'll comment. Tim Stout from Lansing on it. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. And then Rod Beard, Pistons NBA beat writer for the Detroit News. Kay Cunningham. That dude is just lighting it up. Worthy of where he was selected overall number one. Go talk to Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU Insider. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Comp.
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you, man.
Hey, before we get to State's loss last night at Illinois and just another horrible first half and a couple opportunities at the end, one to win on a shot, one to tie, and they just couldn't get it done. This story that came out this afternoon that the Big Ten, after their current TV league media deals expire. They're looking at the possibility, preparing for the expansion of a college football playoff, of having no divisions in football. So you would just have the top two records in conference play would go to the Big Ten championship game. How do you feel about that?
I think that's an interesting move, and I think they've seen that the Big Ten championship game has kind of failed to deliver the excitement and drama that maybe they thought it could or would. You look at the potential drawbacks. You know, initially when they created the divisions, there was a Leaders Division, Legends Division, and Michigan and Ohio State were in opposite divisions, and the concern was you'd have back-to-back Michigan-Ohio State games, and people kind of wanted to avoid that and redid the divisions, but then there's been an imbalance in power between the two divisions, as everybody has seen. I suspect that one of the discussions that took place is, okay, what are we afraid of here? If we end up with back-to-back Michigan-Ohio State games, if they're worthy of doing that, is that so wrong? We will be guaranteed a really big audience, and we just saw Georgia and Alabama do it successfully. We've seen Alabama-LSU do it successfully in Georgia-Alabama in the past, and it has not taken away from the intrigue and the drama. If that's the worst thing that can happen, we'll get great TV ratings. Okay, and you'll get less of a chance for a blowout in the championship game. I suspect that is some of the thought process. I think it makes for an interesting way of going about doing things in the future, and we can talk a little bit about the impact it might have on Michigan State if this goes through.
And then this question in some of the proposals that were leaked out to the Athletic, that they would pare down conference games to 8. And my guess is you'll get a couple of games you would schedule part of that alliance with the ACC, Big Ten, Pac-12, and then a couple of games you can schedule how you want to. So my question is, if there's only 8 conference games with the rest of the other 13 schools and you're Michigan State, do you want to play Michigan? And again, there's no divisions now. Do you want to play Michigan and Ohio State every year? Because if you're playing and it's not balanced with the other teams in the Big Ten, it's going to create, unless you just are the next Alabama or Georgia in East Lansing, it's going to create... those teams will beat up on each other, or at least Michigan and Michigan State could, and even Ohio State. And it could hurt all three schools on getting to the Big Ten championship game. Because let's say Iowa and Minnesota had easier schedules, and each only had one loss, and they end up in the Big Ten title game.
I think you will see Ohio State dropped from the Michigan State schedule and rotated around with all the others. So Michigan State, I'm guessing, would play Iowa, Minnesota, Purdue, Northwestern just as frequently as they play Ohio State right now. So that would be favorable for Michigan State if it goes down that way. Would you agree with that? That
right.
So Michigan State will remain. Now here's the question: does each team try to protect two rivalry games?
There you go.
Because Michigan-Ohio State will be protected. Will Michigan-Michigan State be protected? Both athletic departments, I'm sure the Michigan State Athletic Department would like to protect that one. What other game would Michigan State want to protect? You know, we've been down that road before with leaders and legends, and I think Michigan State would probably look to preserve the Penn State game, which is no easy consideration, but it does help with some theater and intrigue for the last weekend of the season if they can put it on that date. Penn State, I think they like to claim that they don't have any rivals, which is bizarre to me. They pretend that Pittsburgh is not their rival. I don't understand where Penn State's coming from with all that garbage. So Penn State might not be inclined to protect any games. Maybe Penn State just wants to play the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Yankees and play some other sport. I'm not sure. But anyway, as far as Michigan State goes, those would be the discussions that would take place. Can you protect two games? And I suspect Michigan State would not protect Ohio State, and it could end up being an easier schedule, more years than not, if you can rotate it around like that for Michigan State's purposes.
Yeah, and you're Michigan. Here's a conversation you have to have. In protecting the Ohio State rivalry, and let me just say, if you have 8 conference games, 8, mm-hmm. okay, and you... Do you decide not to? I don't think you protect both because, by the way, those are 2 top 10 teams right now in latest final 2022/2021 college football poll. If you're Michigan, and your goal is to win the Big Ten, your goal is to get to the Big Ten championship game, are the historic rivalries more important than having a balanced schedule with the rest of the other 13 teams?
I think Michigan would rather play Michigan Tech in Grand Valley.
Oh,
look at their schedule next year.
I know that's where, but if you pare it down to eight, and this is all early discussions though, and it's good stuff on talk radio, that if you pare it down to eight conference games, and you're taking on number, you know, 5 and 10 as your two protected rivalries, and Wisconsin has Minnesota and Iowa as their protected rivalries, and Iowa has Nebraska and Wisconsin. You understand where I'm coming from? That you could end up, by maintaining the glory of the past, you could end up missing out on, it's kind of like the Big Ten East already beating up on each other. So if the divisions are so strong and you're going to take away the divisions and you're Michigan, why would you want to play Michigan State and Ohio State every year?
We've seen that they'll want to duck out of games any chance they get.
Well, you know, Nebraska-Oklahoma rivalry at the end when they left to, you know, for the Big Ten. It's all conversations that will need to be done, trying to balance the strength of, if you have eight games, no divisions, top two will go to the Big Ten championship football game. You have to find a way to have balanced scheduling. I get rivalries.
The television will want Michigan, Ohio State. That's the big moneymaker. They will play that game, and Michigan will want to play Ohio State. They you know, that's part of the texture and the fabric of the program and of college football. They will want to protect that one. Going down to eight games, I think it increases the likelihood of the Big Ten getting a team into the college football playoff,
right,
if it remains at four games. We saw Ohio State fail to make the college football playoff a couple of years ago because they lost to Purdue in a crossover game. You can cut it any way you want, but that was their ninth game technically. They lost to Iowa one time in a crossover game. I think they might have made the tournament that year, the playoff that year. But when you play a ninth game, a ninth conference game, you are putting your flagship teams in the line of fire to possibly getting upset. The SEC only plays eight, so that's one less chance to have that type of upset take place. And oh, by the way, the SEC does not have Georgia and Alabama play each other in the past 50 years, very infrequently. And there's kind of a reason for that, too. So they protect their flagships. I think the Big Ten sees that way from a business standpoint. And the Big Ten went from eight games to nine games to give the Big Ten Network more inventory, more television money. But now if you can substitute and play an ACC and a Pac-12 game in there, now instead of a ninth Big Ten game, you're playing an extra game against another conference, which is part of that alliance that they've been talking about. The alliance makes sense, but not if you're playing nine conference games. So you drop that down to eight, put the alliance in there, you make more TV money, or you make the same TV money, you protect the TV money, and then if you're only playing eight, might as well get rid of the divisions. I understand the logic, and it's interesting that that's been floated out there a little bit, and I'm not surprised that will happen. And if you get Michigan, Ohio State in back-to-back weekends, they can still make a lot of television money, and I don't think a rematch is a deterrent right now. We've seen rematches can be compelling.
Jim Combroni, SmartMeg.com, the MSU Insider. Yeah, I look at it, if you're going to keep Michigan State and Ohio State, I'm Michigan. I don't vote for ending divisions. I don't. I don't think it's the right move, and I get the TV side of this. I did have a little interesting potential out that if you rotated, you have four non-conference games, and if you made Michigan State, Michigan, or Michigan-Ohio State rotating on years, one of them would be non-conference, like Purdue and Indiana used to hook up down in Indy when they took away the home-and-home in that Big Ten scheduling, which is kind of a joke for hoops. So still a long ways away. This won't be for 2022. It would be probably about a year from now you would find out what's going on. All right, speaking of the Big Ten, let's shift to hoops.
I would say one negative about that is, if you're a Michigan State fan or a Michigan fan, you've already seen a decrease in the number of chances that some of the old school Big Ten teams play each other. I mean, Michigan State rarely plays Wisconsin anymore. They play Indiana, Illinois, kind of infrequently. So if you're dropping that down to eight teams, then that would become even more infrequent that some of the Big Ten, you know, traditional matchups are played, which would be a disappointment.
Yeah, a lot of conference table discussion on this.
Because then you're playing Wake Forest or North Carolina,
right,
or Oregon State,
I know,
instead of Wisconsin.
I think they threw it out there, and they're going to get the temperature of the people and the schools and fan bases. And like I said, there's probably still a year of discussion on this before they get to the end of their maybe late fall, before the end of their current TV deals. I want to get your thoughts on State's loss last night after one of the best games I've ever seen an Izzo team play on the road and hammering Wisconsin and Madison. They come back to their old ways in that inconsistent split halves game, and we watched it last night. I know they clawed their way back and didn't give up and had two chances to tie it or win it at the end, but just a god-awful start with no Coburn in the middle, very shocking.
Yeah, a very disappointing game for Michigan State against a shorthanded Illinois team. For Michigan State, you know, it came down to making shots or missing shots, and this is what I wrote for this morning. You always hear about the NBA being it's a make or miss league. I don't think college basketball is make or miss. I think defense and strategy comes into it, X's and O's comes into it more often. But last night, it was a make or miss situation for Michigan State that is flat out shot 34% from the field. First half, 8 out of 27 with 11 turnovers. First half, 8 out of 27 with 11 turnovers. Izzo described the offense as being hideous. Now, that's one thing, but you're just coming off scoring 86 points at the Kohl Center, which is like the most that a Big Ten team has ever scored there or something like that. I forgot to look up the exact stat, but they were lights out on that particular day. So what's the takeaway? They blew a chance to get a game-and-a-half lead in the Big Ten standings. That hurts. They're down to, you know, now they've lost, what, two out of three. So the inconsistency is setting in. Last night, the backcourt did not shoot well. Gabe Brown, 1 out of 5 from three. Max Christie, 1 out of 8 overall. Tyson Walker, 3 out of 10. That's your starting backcourt, not shooting well. 3 out of 14 from three-point range. And you know, two of those were by big men, one by Bingham and one by Joey Hauser. So perimeter shooting has to be better than that. Turnovers dissipated in the second half. That's what allowed them to make their comeback. But there are days when shooting does not travel. Some days you're not going to shoot real well. Now, that was terrible shooting, but some days shooting is not going to do well. So that's why Izzo has always emphasized defense and rebounding, because those things theoretically do travel. Michigan State's been inconsistent in those two areas, and Izzo, as he tries to tighten the screws on this team, wants defense, rebounding to show up every single game, which can help prevent or help you sneak out with a victory if your shooting goes cold like it did last night.
We'll see how they rebound. Izzo always gets their attention. I know he was PO'd after the game. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com, VMSU Insider, everything Michigan State at SpartanMeg.com. Comp, have a good night. We'll reconnect soon.
Always a lot of fun. And, you know, that big game against Michigan this weekend, hey, Michigan, you know, 64% from three in their most recent game. Going to be really interesting to see if Michigan can, if they've arrived now, because they've got a ton of talent. Michigan playing really well. That's going to be fun on Saturday.
Yeah,
I was just joking around about that stuff earlier.
No, don't worry about Comp. We're good, man. We'll talk about the Michigan game on Friday, buddy, okay?
All right. Everybody drive safely. Have a good time. Thank you,
Bill. Jim Comperoni, SmartMeg.com, joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime partners with Michigan State University Athletics.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Score big on the NBA action with this special offer from BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy the NBA like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions all NBA season long. Plus, earn M Life rewards through BetMGM online play to use at any MGM resort nationwide. Turn loyalty points into comps for room nights, restaurants, and a whole lot more. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only, new customer offer, and all promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BeenGarter.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Wednesday broadcast presented in part by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook, and archive and live boys and girls high school sports that you can watch on your schedule. Go to MHSAA.tv, and don't forget about their Oxford Day. Oxford Strong is the hashtag. And those t-shirts being sold at all money outside of the cost of the shirt will be going to the people of Oxford. I follow all their sports teams now, and it's cool to see how important it was for sports to return and the extracurricular activities for those kids. And I think I just saw something that they were returning to the school for the first time. Go to MHSAA.com. They got info on their Oxford Strong t-shirt day. And they're asking teams and schools and businesses and communities to wear that shirt. I think it's the first Tuesday of February. If I'm not wrong. It's February 4th, right? Is that Tuesday? No, it's not. Not Tuesday. I think February 4th is a Friday. Yeah. Well, don't live by the huge calendar. You'll be going, what the heck is he saying? Jim Brandstatter, former voice of Michigan football, I'll get his thoughts on that story that came out this afternoon about the Big Ten exploring eliminating divisions, and the top two teams in the conference would play for the Big Ten championship, and they would reduce, at least by this first proposal, nothing is set in stone yet, reduce conference games to 8. So if you're Michigan and Michigan State, do you want to play Ohio State and Michigan every year? I know some will say, well, we can't take away Michigan, Ohio State. Okay, well, every other year it doesn't count as a conference game. I know this year you would have had a rematch. If you had the no division lineup, Michigan and Ohio State would have had an immediate rematch in the Big Ten championship game. Immediate. But now, if you take the Iowas and the Minnesotas, and Iowa had 2 losses and got to the Big Ten title game, Minnesota had 3. I think Wisconsin had 3. If they get the uneven schedule and they're not playing Michigan, Ohio State, or Michigan State, 2 of those teams could jump in the Big Ten championship game before the Wolverine Spartans or the Mighty Buckeyes. Still a lot of work to do, but it's interesting conversation. And you see where this is going, because the changes are coming that they want to get 2 teams into the college football playoff. The team that wins the Big Ten and the team that gets to the Big Ten championship, because that means more money for the Big Ten conference. If you miss any interview, any show, any hour, full 3 hours, the podcasts are free and we are everywhere. Search The Huge Show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, Podbean, Apple, and more. Just search The Huge Show and you can listen to our interviews, to our podcast, to the full show podcast. Just search The Huge Show wherever you download podcasts.
Big, bad, huge.